What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Second hour of the Greg Hill Show. Good morning. If you're just joining us, happy Friday. You've made it through the week almost. I'm sure you have a full day ahead of you, but another beautiful weekend. Curtis already told us this morning, going to be a nice day today and a perfect weekend. And then we're going to get a bit, not chilly, but just a little cooler when it comes to Monday and Tuesday next week.
Going to feel like fall out there. Can't wait.
Going to be very, very nice. Twilight Teddy's called. He wants to talk to Razor about his lead. Twilight Teddy, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Hey, welcome back, Razor.
Thanks, Teddy. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I couldn't. I really look forward to calling in when I heard your voice, and I knew you were coming in. And I really love your lead this morning, the family values. And I just wanted to reflect on it for a moment because I've seen you with the Raycroft family all interacting together on the golf course. And, of course, the first thing I always notice is how everyone in your family says hello and how what a good time they're having. Oh. And then I always notice how you're carrying your bag and your kids are usually carrying their bags also. And I really love those family values. And then I know your close family friends, the Harneys, there are two families there with each father has three sons and they're all hockey players. So there's got to be something to do with these family values and the hockey tradition in your family. And I always enjoy the fact that you never pass me by without saying hello.
Oh.
So God bless you, sir.
Teddy, that's so nice. Thanks for calling. That must feel good, especially when they're talking about your kids and the way your kids present themselves. Like, you did well.
Well, I got a long way to go. But yes, of course, that is, as a parent, most, yes, of course, that's what I'm striving to do. So Teddy's the best. Teddy loves golf, and he's always out there, and he's a great guy.
Teddy ball game.
Yeah, where does the nickname Twilight Teddy come from?
Because he plays golf at twilight every night.
Oh, I like
Twilight
that.
Teddy.
I like
Twilight
that.
Teddy.
I was nervous. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, that there's like some random dude that would call in and complain about bad performances you had in like the early 2000s?
Yeah,
it's like randomly bring up the like the first round series against the Canadians in 05 or something.
Yes, I get those too. So, you get all spectrums of calls for myself. But yeah, that guy, like somehow I was like losing him parlays before
was
there
crazy.
Was parlays.
And he was mad as if the game had just occurred.
Yeah.
Passion, you know?
I want to know, because Courtney was out on a limb. She was mad at the separation. She loves love. And the goalie hug really resonated with her. And Linus and Swayman parted ways at the conclusion of the season that preceded this past one. Was it a mistake? How did they handle it? And why did last year go so poorly for the team and the goalie, more specifically?
Okay, well, so it had to end one way or the other. It had
did
to
it?
End. Yes, because both guys needed to play and wanted to play, and both guys are now making $8 million a year, and they were not going to be able to do that if they were on the same team. So both guys knew that it had to end. The Bruins made the decision on Swayman, which seemed very easy to do after the playoff run he had when he came in and beat Toronto in game 7 and then played so well against Florida 2 years ago, I guess, already, a year and a half ago. So that both of those decisions were fairly easy, I think, to make and fairly obvious. Why last season went so poorly? Well, it didn't start off well with the negotiation. I think that had a piece in it. But at the end of the day, it was that year was always going to be a struggle for Jeremy Swayman. And I had said that right from the very start, being the guy who plays every other game is one thing, and doing that at a high level is one thing. Being the guy who plays every night, being the guy who is the undisputed leader of the team, being the guy who has to play through his bad stretches is really hard to do. And Jeremy hadn't done that at the pro level. He really never done it ever in his life. If you go back, college, you play 40 games, and he did that very well, but never had to really play 55 games, do it at a high level, play through poor stretches, and it's hard to do. It's just really hard to do, and you can go through all of the goalies that have played in the NHL and have become great. They've had stumbles earlier in their career when they had to figure that out. So it was just always going to be hard for Jeremy. I think he dealt with it as best as he possibly could. I think he learned a lot. The good news is for all Bruins fans is that his work ethic never changed. His attitude for the most part didn't really change, and that's only going to make him better from my perspective and my experience going forward. He should be able to deal with all the pressure that was put on him last year in a better way this year.
Did you think other guys were upset with him going into last season? Anybody else upset with the holdout, everything that went in?
I don't think I think not upset. Like, no one's ever
annoyed.
Annoyed would probably be a better word. I think no one's ever thinks about somebody else's money. Guys go through it business wise, you know, whether it's the NFL, all pro sports. We all know. We all get it. Everyone's trying to get as much money as they can because we all have a small window to get it. But you can be annoyed at times when certain things happen, when there's a little bit too much talking, or whether I have to talk about this guy's negotiation right. or holdout over and over again. There can be some annoyance. So there might have been some of that, but at the end of the day, everybody got it. I think it didn't affect the locker room because he held out. I think it affected Jeremy, but not the entire locker room.
It seemed like when everybody was going through it, that Marchand seemed a bit annoyed that it was constantly being brought up. He made a few comments that we played on this show where he was like, you know, I handle negotiations in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that may have been the beginning of the end for his feelings with the Bruins. I don't know where you stand on that, but
no, I think Brad is very honest, and Brad is very has no problem. We've seen it while he was here in different circumstances. We've seen it since he won the Stanley Cup in Florida. He's a pretty open book, and I think you talk about that annoyance. He was the one who had to answer to it every day.
Right.
And I think you just heard some of that. But again, at the end of the day, he's also been around a long time and certainly didn't hold anything, any grudge or anything like that. And I don't think if anything, he was probably just right in the middle when it came to that.
When it came to him winning the Stanley Cup, did he do a day back here in Boston? Was there like a secret, anything? We thought maybe he'd come to the North End with the Stanley Cup, maybe.
Well, there's no secrets anymore, right?
Right.
And especially Brad's life.
Well,
so,
there
no,
were secrets
he was
during COVID. I mean, all the Bruins and Greg were able to go to like underground bars and Greg gave pasta COVID. And we remember how that all turned out.
Yes, that's right. I do recall that.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than just them going to underground bars.
Right, of
I
course,
think.
Of course.
Let's, you know,
but there were
them,
secrets.
Throw them a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it seemed like Brad did all his celebrating up in the eastern part of Canada. Maybe the cup couldn't pass the border.
Tariffs.
Inspection, tariffs. It would have cost an extra couple $100 to bring the cup down here. So no, he seems to be enjoying himself up in the eastern part of Canada until he goes back to Florida.
And I'm sorry, Courtney. I realize you teased this.
It's all right.
It's entirely. I started talking and I couldn't pull it back in, so I am really sorry.
We'll get
to
how you feel about Sturm when it comes to.
We can do it at 8:20.
And I want to hear his thoughts on the firing of Monty and what happened there.
Yes, there's a lot of Bruins talk to get to.
How many coaches can a guy fire before his ass is on the firing line?
Here we go. 8:20.
Yes, 8:20 is going to be a hot one. I know that you always, you know, rub people a little wrong when it comes to Bruins talk.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm going to go run a lap.
I know what the call is.
But there
be.
You go, Dark and Stormy in the Twitch. They asked if you were able to celebrate the cup with Marshy at all. It doesn't seem like he made it here. So
no, I didn't.
There
I
you
did
go. Not,
did you no. FaceTime and say hello?
Send a text?
Not, no. No, yes, certainly.
Did you get a response?
Yeah.
Oh. You sure?
No, because I know the next question is, what was the response?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart. Nice try.
Well, if you're watching on Twitch this morning, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. We're live on Twitch and YouTube every day. Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. We got to get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. A pretty big scuffle took place with Mike Vrabel once again jumping in. No blood this time for the head coach, who celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. The O-line had a tough day according to those in attendance. Drake May finished 8 of 11 and 11 on 11s, while Josh Dobbs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period, and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. So weird. We were just talking about Morgan Moses earlier this week. A bit of a jinx there. Yeah. Because you and I were saying nobody's really talking about him. We had a caller who made a great point saying that he believes Morgan should be a captain this season for the Pats.
A quick note, Ken sent me this from Andrew Callahan's coverage of the Patriots joint practices. May was sacked 5 times yesterday, quote unquote, because they don't actually let you sack them, and 35 times in camp already. So Shime's excuse about the O-line, obviously we can't really tell what's real and what's not when it's not a game that they can actually take the quarterback to the ground, because May's pretty elusive.
Yeah.
But the offensive line is the number one concern, I would guess.
Well, the Pats take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1 p.m. The Red Sox back at home tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. I know James enjoys taking in a ball game or two. Will you be heading to Fenway, friendly Fenway, this weekend?
We will not. Got my Uncle George heading to town from Denver, so we're going to see him out in Needham on Sunday. And low-key weekend on tap. Nothing too much on the plans.
Oh, those are always the best weekends. Yeah. Braintree took on the Southeast Regional Champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series last night. They fell 13-0, and now will continue on in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas, tomorrow at 3. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we have this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Said it. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Marlins in town for a little homestand. 7:10 first pitch this evening with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Sox need to turn things around after a tough road trip for them. Craig Breslow didn't seem too worried yesterday when we talked about him. I thought he was pretty chipper yesterday, all things considered.
Got a laugh with the Sam Kennedy eating the last slice. I mean, I think Breslow's going to be doing keg stands by October.
I do too.
He's ready to let loose.
Yeah. The guy's excited. And the Pats had their second and last joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. They are set to take on the Vikings in their second preseason game tomorrow. 1 p.m. kickoff, which is
very
interesting. And we've talked about Steph Diggs and what's going on there. Ramondre Stevenson, it does seem like it is an injury. Mike Vrabel talked about that a little bit. And Devin McCourty said that to us yesterday, that he believed that it was an injury. He didn't look like he got beat up last Friday during the first preseason game, so we were confused why he was sidelined during practices, but not a significant injury, Mike Vrabel said.
Yeah, and another note, so Devin was great. If you missed it, go to the Odyssey app. Devin McCourty joined us yesterday morning, and he told us that Steph Diggs is 100%.
Right.
So if Steph Diggs is 100%, then there isn't a question about week one, which calls more into question the explanation he had for Diana Russini.
But when you listen to that Diana Russini, it seems like he's kidding. He seems like he's laughing throughout it. I mean, we can replay it.
Yeah, if it's all in jest and he's clearly playing, then Vrabel says he's clearly playing. Like, it's not like there's going to be... I'm pretty sure the Raiders are preparing for Diggs to play.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a big game of, you know, whodunit as to who plays. But yes, Jackson, if we have it, let's hear that again.
Yeah,
I've been hearing that you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
this
see,
is Scoop
man.
City.
You know,
I'm getting all
everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day.
Yeah.
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see.
Like, he could also, because Steph Diggs has always been the person that says, like, I'm not going to ride the roller coaster. Is he saying I'm not too excited, the coaches aren't too excited, meaning the roller coaster, like, we're not too high, we're not too low? I don't know. I just, listening to that, I would have jumped to more conclusions based off Vrabel's non-answer to us on Monday than I would that answer to Diana Russini.
It just feels like, Stephen Diggs likes being talked about.
Yes.
And that's essentially what he did. And it just feels like Vrabel doesn't want to talk about it, and Diggs is throwing it out there. Oh, I'm not too excited, or the coaches aren't excited. And then it's like, okay, let's just, we're not worrying about this. I don't want to talk about this. And to your point of Vrabel not laughing it off the other day, he's annoyed by this already.
Of course.
He's so annoyed by this already. Just like Belichick would have been annoyed, or wouldn't allow this to even come out, because it is annoying to have to talk about, because we will be talking about Diggs. He wants everyone to talk about him every single day of the entire season.
Right.
So when he starts playing, it's going to be something else. And that's what this guy does. That's what diva wide receivers do in this league.
Well, Rich has something to say about Vrabel in the media. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was actually really excited when Vrabel came on as the head coach. I'm a little disheartened at the way he treats the media sometimes. I've lost a little bit of respect for him. I mean, these beat writers are there doing their job. Vrabel's making more in one game than they're making all year long. And he's got to belittle them and be very cavalier about handling questions from the media, which is part of his job. So I'm not too thrilled about the way he's handling the media right now.
Yeah, I love Vrabel. I'm still glad he's the head coach. I think he's going to be great on Mondays. And Vrabel is also a guy, not that he loves being talked about, but he's pretty blunt. Like, he's just, even when he's like complimenting you, he doesn't allow it to go without a backhanded, you know, slight at the end. It's just the way he is, and he's an incredibly smart guy. Diggs is also really smart, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And there is something. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether Vrabel tried to reel him in and he felt like he was being too stifled. So then he goes on with Diana Russini and says that. But Vrabel was mad that Phil Perry was asking the question the way he did. Mm-hmm. He is seeking to stop something that Vrabel began. Vrabel began this on Monday. It's the easiest answer. Yeah, we're all super impressed with the way Diggs has handled himself. He's been a total pro since the day he arrived, which is what he said the Monday after the boat. He said he's here, everybody's accounted for, you know, he's working his butt off.
But I also can see Vrabel not wanting to put himself in a situation where he has to walk comments back, like Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo was so high on everybody every single time we asked questions about players, and then he ended up having to walk things back because it didn't play out the way he wanted it to. So I do think Vrabel...
But what would he have to walk back on Diggs?
Well, because if Diggs doesn't end up playing week one, if Diggs is, like, you know, a pain in the butt and things don't work out this season the way that they're supposed to, or we're expecting them to, for him to come out, you know, during preseason, like Bill Belichick did with Mac Jones, saying he's made leaps and bounds better than
remarkable
he was this season. Yeah. Like that's he's tempering himself. Mike Vrabel, I think, is a good balance between Belichick and between Jerod Mayo.
But let's just work with that. Let's say week one, let's say Vrabel says what I wanted him to say and that he's been great and that we can't wait to get him on the field. He's doing everything he can. He's been spectacular since he arrived. In week one, he doesn't play against the Raiders. Vrabel can easily say, like, we knew this was going to be a tightrope. He was coming off an injury, and we don't want to jeopardize the rest of the season because we're going to rush him in here.
Yeah, but then we would all say, well, why would they jump to conclusion so early on and say that he's ready for week one if he's not ready for week one?
Because I do think a lot of people, when Schefter first reported that, took that as tongue-in-cheek. Like, not tongue-in-cheek, but, like, it was agent speak. Like, it was a rose-colored glasses way to see through this. I'm just saying that where we are right now is the opposite of where they wanted to be in terms of the conversation around the team between now and September 6th or whatever it is going to all be about Diggs. And he's meeting with Diana Russini, but he's not playing in games, so he doesn't have to meet the local media. Yeah. Not exactly a good look.
He's talked to the local media, though, since he's been here. Like, he's had media scrums since he's been here.
So then why did Phil Perry say that? That's
like during practice, we've heard from Steph Diggs.
No, I know. It just seemed like an odd thing to say when he was like, he didn't want to play because of the local media.
Well, and we also know the local media gets upset when players go and talk to national media instead of them.
And
give them the scoop on instead of the guys that are there every day. Mike Vrabel does not seem like a guy who's going to be walking back anything or has ever walked anything back in his entire life. So we're not going to get any of that walking back. That's for sure. And it's going to, you said it, Curtis, is that they're both smart guys and they both know how to play this.
Right.
And they're both, again, Diggs is a veteran, wide all-star, Pro Bowl wide receiver who's made all the money in the world, has all the boat trips in the world, the rest of his life. He is going to be antagonistic. That's what he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Josh Allen got rid of him.
Right.
That's why Texas didn't re-sign him. You've already said this. This is going to be a thing. And Vrabel is not going to back down. And Vrabel's going to give it back to him. And it's going to be a story. It's going to be fun. And as you said, if he's good on the field, then it's going to be great. If he isn't, then we're going to get some of this tension that seems to be there already.
Yeah, and I think quickly, Courtney, at the end, the reason this marriage, I think, will work for a year is that they need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Diggs, I know it's set a 3-year deal. It's a 1-year deal. And so if Diggs performs and Drake May is elevated because of the presence of Diggs, then at the conclusion of the season, either here or I hope elsewhere, Diggs will get one last big deal. And Vrabel knows that he needs the talent of Diggs, looking around the other receivers on this roster. I mean, it's awful with the exception of Diggs. So they got together for this in a mutually beneficial short-term relationship that I think could yield benefits with each not using the other down the line.
And I think that's why Vrabel's, again, I'm like 38,000 feet on this one. I'm so far, but just watching and why he's such a good hire, Mike Vrabel, is because he has the old school in him that creates culture and creates a locker room and brings back the quote unquote Patriot way, which is funny to look back on now that we just had a caller complain about how the media was being treated, which was the complete Patriot way,
of course,
6 years ago when they were winning trophies. But he's good at understanding new school that he does need a Diggs.
Right.
Where maybe two coaches ago, he just wouldn't deal with it.
No.
He just, no chance, I'm not dealing with it. Vrabel knows he needs to deal with it. We'll deal with it in his way, and it will be condescending at times, and he'll be smarter than everybody else in how he deals with it, but he does know that he needs him.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear from Randy in Providence, who has something to say about Diggs' comments. Good morning, Randy.
Hi, good morning, guys. First, let me just lead by saying it's been a great week watching you guys on here. I assume that the other guys are back next week, but you guys have had a great week on the radio in the morning.
Thank you.
It's really enjoyable listening to you guys. I did want to say on the Diggs comments, you guys keep playing back the too excited thing, right? Like, he's not too excited, the coaches aren't too excited, but I feel like there's no context. Diana Russini asked him directly beforehand. She said something to the effect of, I heard you're overworking yourself. I heard you're working too hard to get back, and you're not being conservative enough. You're not holding it back enough. And his answer to that was, no, I'm not getting too excited. The coaches aren't getting too excited. We're just kind of playing it by ear, essentially. And so I just feel like the context is important in that.
Yeah, no, context is always important. Randy makes a good point. Like, the question was about him pushing himself too hard. And so he could be commenting on that as well. It's more, I think, people jumping to what's going on here because of the way Mike Vrabel responded to Phil Perry.
Yeah, I think in both cases it could have been less of a story. But I don't think we're not going to see Diggs at all tomorrow, and definitely not going to see him in the last preseason game. And so it'll be, you know, between now and week one, will he or won't he against the I wonder who's going to light the lighthouse week one against the Raiders. We should get Wiggy there.
I agree. Wiggy should be brought. I mean, I don't understand. Wiggy doesn't get the credit he deserves.
He does not.
He doesn't.
Maybe because he doesn't allow anybody else to speak.
That's true. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break from this conversation and go to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
The amount of balls in the air today.
Oh my God,
I mean,
Courtney, you are like a juggling maestro.
I'm a woman in STEM. You know,
you
that's
are.
Me. They Said It is presented by Catchus Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catchus nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catchus Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com today to nominate your hero. Jackson, where do you want to start?
Well, you've been chatting about it all morning and just now, right now, so we'll hear the exchange between Mike Vrabel and Phil Perry on Steptics.
Well, I was not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Did you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me in with something?
I'm not bait.
Okay.
He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
Yeah. I like it. Fiery Mike, but he is not enjoying the question from Phil Perry at all. And I mean, hearing that instead of reading it, it does make me feel like he's there's no doubt in Mike Vrabel's mind that Diggs will play week one.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we have?
All right, moving on to some baseball. We have Phillies reliever Matt Strom taking a page out of Shime's book about Pokemon.
People always ask me, like, when they're getting into cards, if, like, for an investment, what would you invest in? And I always tell them Pokemon's the safest investment.
Yeah.
And they
sure.
look at me like I have a third eye, and I go, well, Pikachu's not going to tear his ACL and miss the whole season. So, like, Charizard's not going to get a DUI driving home. Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So, like, their market's kind of set, and it is what it is. But with, like, players, I mean, you wake up one morning and the card that was worth $1,100 might not be worth the paper it's printed on. Pokemon anymore. So it's, you're dealing with the human element, and when you get to Pokemon, that's out of there. So that's what I always tell everyone, your safest bet is Pokemon.
Are you a Pokemon guy, Razor?
I have absolutely no idea what Pokemon is.
Any of your kids?
No.
Okay, Shime is our Pokemon guy. Yeah. Jackson, I don't even know. Are you a Pokemon person?
No, I played it on the Game Boy like 30 years ago. But
Tom?
No, never played Pokemon. Proud of that.
Thank God. Then, yeah.
Just one thing that's pretty funny, and whoever that guy was, he goes to the player getting a DUI on the way home after a game one night. It's such a baseball like culture thing. It's totally. So funny to me.
Did you see the Georgia football player that the guy who got pulled over, I'm trying to get his name, for speeding, he just got another like reckless driving situation.
Really?
150 miles an hour?
Yeah, like one of those. I mean, I don't think it was that fast, but it was this.
The Lamborghini that was given to him?
Well, Shador Sanders, he got pulled over for like 120, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's fast.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't drive that fast, but he does.
Yeah.
What else, Jackson?
Next, we hear from Colin Cowherd on our division rival Mike McDaniel with the Miami Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel, not a guy that holds people accountable. They're a top five penalized team since he's been a coach of the Dolphins. So yesterday, the Dolphins had a practice with the Lions. The quote here is, "It was as lopsided a joint NFL practice as I've ever seen." You can't be a bowl of Jell-O. That's what Miami is. A lot of movement. No meat in the sandwich. And that's why I say with Miami and Mike McDaniel, what are they? And now he's trying to create accountability, and it's hard.
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel set himself up for failure early on because he was this lackadaisical, you know, I'm so cool, I'm one of the guys, look at me with my vape. So trying to get guys to be accountable now doesn't really play.
And can we stop saying a certain way works until it actually works? Like, I know the media likes Mike McDaniel because he's a great quote and he's kind of eccentric and kind of goofy and all that. But the Dolphins haven't done anything. And yet, like, halfway through the second year of Mike McDaniel, it's like, oh, he's a revelation. He was in the UFL and he was on this staff and now he's one of the best coaches of the NFL. It's like, until you actually win a championship, I don't want to hear about how your style works. It could be effective. It could be beneficial, but unless you're actually getting to Super Bowls and winning them, like Mike McDaniel's going to be out of a job by Thanksgiving.
You think?
Yeah, it's 3 years now. That's the other thing is the expiration of all of these head coaches in all sports is 3 years.
Right.
Anything after 3 years, you're on borrowed time or you're really, really good.
Yeah. And there's so much money in the sport that even teams like the Patriots that may have been hesitant to fire a guy and pay him to do nothing. Like, they fired Mayo after 1 year, boom, bring in Vrabel. He's making probably $12 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, couch money for these guys now with the TV deal and everything else. So, no, McDaniel is there'll be another McDaniel, maybe even this year. That's the hot, cool kid on the block who's really fun with the media, who everyone gets tired of.
Yeah, and by the way, don't let me forget this next week, Cowherd had our good friend Nick Wright on the other day. Nick Wright is calling Bo Nix the next Mac Jones. That he had a great year in his rookie year because he was boosted by coaching and what was around him. But in reality, he's not that good. That Bo Nix and the Broncos are a paper tiger, which I had not heard before. But
makes sense.
I can buy into that
a bit.
I can
see that, yeah.
And Curtis had one of the best points yesterday, not to too many compliments, but about Brian Flores. Because you look at where he was in Miami, and Miami was kind of cruising with him for a bit. I think the future was bright with him. The fact that he is the best guy to come out under Bill Belichick is so true. And it's only becoming more obvious the longer he is a coach.
Totally.
And the fact that the Dolphins screwed that up so royally and where they are now, they must be kicking themselves. Oh.
And that that Tua didn't like being coached a certain way by Brian Flores.
By Amini.
Like, Brian Flores is one of the few people that can walk into a locker room and actually walked every walk. Grew up in rough circumstances in Manhattan or Queens in the New York City area, then goes to BC, then is a coach climbing up the ladder, working for the most demanding coach in, you know, maybe in American sports, and Coach Belichick, and then he gets that job, and he was instilling a culture down there that was successful. And I mean, Kevin O'Connell is kind of riding his coattails as the head coach. The offense is great, but Brian Flores being the defensive coordinator there has been huge for the Vikings.
Yeah. All right, what else, Jack?
All right, rounding out the football portion of They Said It, we have Ted Johnson, our guy in the afternoons, talking about whether or not Diggs is worth it.
These little things, the pink baggie, okay, and it just isolated by itself, not a big deal. But when you add it up to, you know, he was late for Commanders practice. He has to be throwing the football early in these 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s. He doesn't know where to line up at times, according to Phil Perry. He hasn't talked to the media in the last 3 weeks. He hasn't really been involved that much in Vikings joint practice. Like, add up all of it, and then you go, oh, man, is he really worth it? It's not isolated one-on-one kind of things. You go, yeah, that's a one-off. But when you start to add up, then you go, okay, is this guy really, is he going to be worth it? We'll see.
Yeah, so now they're saying that he's been late to practices as well. Like, I trust Phil Perry. So if Phil Perry's saying that he's late to practices, that he's demanding, you know, reps in the beginning of practices, then I believe Phil Perry. But at the same time, where did the jump happen between every single one of his teammates saying, we love Steph Diggs, all the receivers are following Steph Diggs' lead, Steph Diggs is the best, he's a leader in this in this locker room. Like, it seems like it's been a complete 180 overnight.
I think the organization wanted to grease the skids to try and allow it for a room where he could be a leader, because they know that from experiences, I'm sure they spoke with Nick Caserio, and I'm sure they spoke with Brian Daboll, two people that worked here for a long period of time that were with him in Houston and in Buffalo. And they said, you know, give us a backstory on this guy. And they probably said, let's pump his tires when he gets here. And I believe 1,000%. I think that there's more than Phil Perry is reporting that is behind what he's saying. He's that conservative when it comes to not being a bomb tosser. Like, I think he's been hearing stuff, and this is the way they reacted to the Downing quote when it was current on the expats on the whatever Patriots Talk podcast on NBC Sports Boston. It seemed like they were making a lot out of little, and then as this is sort of breadcrumbed out, there's more going on. I mean, he's showing up late. If Phil Perry's saying it, he's showing up late, right, which is why Vrabel's so pissed about the question.
Yeah, they need the season to start. Because, again, if he gets two touchdowns in week one, it doesn't matter. And that's all this is. You've said it. He needs to have a huge season to get his big deal. The Patriots need him to have a huge season. If he does and they do, then life's great. And if it doesn't, it's going to go the other way, just like it has everywhere else for Steph Diggs and all these other wide receivers. That's just the way, whether it's a cornerback or a wide receiver in this game, that's what they do. They go on boats and they party.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jack?
Nope, that'll do it for They Said It.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we have...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your news. Before we get to the news, one of our favorite callers has called in. Maria from Watertown has a question for Razor. We love Maria, so I want to get her to her before we get to the news. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thank you, Courtney. I appreciate it. Razor, welcome back. Nice to hear you, Maria, and see you on Twitch. Question for you. Is there any chance that there's going to be a Sandbagger Invitational reunion? Because that was likely the funniest Sandbagger with you, Tuca, Biz, and Wit that I have ever watched. And I can see why you won an Emmy. You guys were hysterical.
I don't know if there's going to be a reunion of that. And probably if there is, it won't be quite as thirsty as that one was. I think we both might have overindulged a little bit too much on that one. But, yeah, we had a good day. And if there is a reunion, we'll be keeping it between the rails a little bit better.
Thanks, Maria. Okay, so let's get to the news. Very scary story that has a good ending. An Uber driver here in Massachusetts and his passenger escaped from armed carjackers in Lancaster at 1 a.m. yesterday morning. The driver came across a downed tree branch in the middle of the road. Now, as somebody who is constantly on the lookout for being kidnapped, et cetera, that is something that a lot of people do. They will take a big tree branch, put it in the middle of the road, so cars do need to stop, move it, and that's when they get you. It's exactly what happened here. The driver, 33-year-old Esmelki Acevedo, said he got out of the car to move the branch when two men jumped out of the woods armed and masked. The passenger was still inside the car. One of the men jumped into the driver's seat while the other pulled the passenger from the back with a gun at the woman, demanding her cell phone and other belongings. Both were able to run in separate directions, get away from this, but police are still searching for the suspects. Luckily, nobody was harmed. Here's Esmelki.
To be honest, it was so fast, I just react in the situation. I was there, but it wasn't me. I can tell it was a guy like taking the control of the situation. I don't know. I don't know if they want to rob us, but what I can see is they just want the car.
So scary. And especially if you're in an Uber with somebody that you don't know, you've never met before, you've said zero words to, except probably, hi, are you here for Courtney? Like, that is so scary.
I want you to be honest.
Yes.
When your Uber arrives and you're by yourself,
yes,
how many Corsi checks do you put the, like, do you take the license plate? Do you send it to a guy in the state police? Do you have the guy? Because it says license plate, driver name, rating, and car type, right?
I usually don't do like a background check before they show up, but okay. I am certainly the person that checks the license plate before I get in, open the car. I never say hi for Courtney. I always hope, I wait for them to say for Courtney before I actually sit down. I do make sure to note if it is a male or female picking me up, and then if it's a male or female who's actually in the car when I get in. Because I have had an instance before where it was a female picking me up and it was a male who was in the car, and he was like, oh, it's my girlfriend's account. And I said, no, not for me. And I usually call my mom so that I'm on the phone the entire time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Just stay safe. Yes. You can never be too safe.
You can't, especially in this day and age.
Amen.
Yeah. A video of Sean Charles Dunn, a former international affairs specialist for the DOJ, berating a group of federal agents late Sunday night went viral online.
This was unbelievable.
Yeah. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. Dunn was arrested on an assault charge after he threw his sub-style sandwich at Customs and Border Protection agents.
Mitch, I have a project for you. I need you to get a side-by-side of his throw of the sandwich with Greg's first pitch. I don't know what's better.
Yeah. The guy also, like, there's 10 of them, and he takes off, thinks he's going to get away. They get him immediately. He's now been fired from his current job, wherever that was. It did appear like Dunn was intoxicated. Shocking. But it's so weird.
If I'm drunk, there's no way I'm throwing food. I'm eating that.
Right.
Yeah, what a loser.
What a loser. But there were people that were standing nearby and said that the federal agents were there. this guy comes up to these witnesses and say, like, do you know what cars these agents pulled up in? And he was going to, like, vandalize the cars that were outside. Instead, he just starts screaming at them and throws his sandwich.
But look, and then run.
Right.
The way he runs. Like, what a loser. Like, put this guy away for lose the key. I could care less about this guy. Look at him run away like a little bit. It's so funny. It's literally like what a four-year-old would do.
Yeah, and all the witnesses said some of the agents, when he threw the sandwich, just started laughing at him.
Oh, there was a diamond laughing. Like, dying,
are you
laughing.
Serious?
Ken calls him Baby Pedro.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I could watch that all day. Like, yeah. He throws it at this fully armed guy with a bulletproof vest, and he's like, here's this turkey sandwich, a-hole.
And no idea what set him off. I mean, it must have just been he's drunk. Yeah, he must have gotten fired.
He hates people being safe. That's
yeah,
his big thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys doing their job.
We have more news coming up, as well as a warning if you're headed to the airport today. But unfortunately, we have to take a quick break.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.